This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubais, Shas Katan. So this week's parsha encapsulates the whole Torah, and Ksubis encapsulates the whole Shas. Actually, you'll see the Gemara we're going to learn today is Nagea Yom HaKippurim, which is also pretty amazing. Amar Mar, the Master said earlier, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, Lo Yival, Lo Be'erv Shabbos, Lo Be'matzah Shabbos. Either way, whether you get married on Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, don't get married not on Friday and not on Saturday night. Says Gemara, Bishlama Be'erv Shabbos Mishum Chabura. Bishlama, you don't get married for the first time Friday night because you cause a wound on her. You break her hymen, you break her basulam. So it draws blood. Why can't you get married the first not time on Saturday night? What's wrong with getting a Saturday night marriage? Let her have the relation Saturday night. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Mishum Cheshbonos. That if you bring her in, if you're Machnas or Matzah Shabbos, then you're going to make a Suda that night. Right, after all, if the Bir Rishon is going to be Saturday night, the wedding is going to be Saturday night. So the whole Shabbos is going to be far tumult, far tracht. You're going to be busy in your head, thinking and making calculations, how much the wedding costs, how much you're going to have to pay the caterer, how you're going to negotiate, how you're going to try to get a good deal. You're going to be thinking about these cheshbonos on Shabbos. You're going to be making cheshbonos. You're going to be talking about uksiv vedaber davar. And it says that you're not allowed to speak about your own affairs on Shabbos. Now, it sounds like if it just would have said cheshbonos, you would have thought that's what the person's thinking about. But we know hirhurim mutarim. You're allowed to think about business on Shabbos. It doesn't say you're not allowed to think about it. You're not allowed to talk about it. So that's why Rashi says the Isra is Dabar Dabar, you're going to talk about it. So Amar Le Abaye, but v'cheshbonos shel mitzvah mi asiri, you're not to make calculations of mitzvah. V'ha Rav Chizda v'Rav Hamnuna da'amri tarvayu, Rav Chizda and Rav Hamnuna, they both say, cheshbonos shel mitzvah mutar l'chashvan b'Shabbos. Calculations of mitzvah, you're allowed to make on Shabbos. Let's say they make an appeal on Shabbos. Well, what are they doing? They're having like business transactions, auctioning. How are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So it's cheshbonos shel mitzvah. But Amar Rav Lazar, poiskin tzedakah l'ani mishos. You're allowed to allocate tzedakah to the poor. You're allowed to say, okay, give ani A X, give ani B Y, give ani C something else. You're allowed to speak out how you're allocating tzedakah on Shabbos. But Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, you're allowed to go to the gathering places and to Beis Medrash to discuss public affairs on Shabbos. You're allowed to have a meeting on Shabbos about should we petition the city to build a new traffic light on Shabbos. It's a malacha, how can you talk about it? You're allowed to, it's a tzarchei rabbim. You're allowed to get together on Shabbos to discuss that. Not only could you discuss it, but you could act upon it. Not only that, you'll have to go to palaces and buildings used for entertainment, because these were big meeting places, even though normally it was a place of Moshav Leitzim. You're allowed to go there, l'fakeach l'sgeram b'Shabbos, to oversee the needs of the community on Shabbos. V'tana d'bei Rav Menashia, mishadchin ala tinoikes liyaris b'Shabbos. You could do shiduchim on Shabbos. And not just, you think Sprintzel would be good for Fivel? You could say, well, how much could the parents support? You know, how much is the father of the girl going to give? Half, a third, everything, how many years, right? You're allowed to make all these discussions. The alatinoik lalamde sefer or lalamde umnos, you could discuss teaching a kid, discuss his education and teaching him a trade.
Alluded to in my Yedidus.
Yeah, all these halachas, right? Right. There's one of the, right. We say ulishadech habanos v'tinoik l'lamdei sefer. Yeah, v'lalamdei umnos. You could teach him a trade. Teaching a child this trade is a mitzvah, like it says, re'ei chayim im isha asher ahavta. Learn a trade this way that you'll be able to learn Torah. Because if someone doesn't have a trade, then he won't be able to learn Torah. So the bottom line is, we quote many, many examples that you're allowed to make cheshbonos and even discuss it if it's a matter of a mitzvah. So what are you saying? Don't get married for Matzah Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're going to be discussing the expenses. Good, gesundheit. It's cheshbonos shel mitzvah. Yeah? Ela amar Rabbi Zera, gezera shema yishchayt ben oif. If you get had to be a Rishon on Matzah Shabbos, then the wedding is going to be Matzah Shabbos. And if the wedding is Matzah Shabbos, the whole Shabbos you're going to be thinking about the wedding. You say we're not going to have food on. We're not going to have food for the wedding, and he's going to shech the bird. He might shech the bird on Shabbos. Why a bird? Why not a cow? I guess a cow. It's a much bigger procedure. So he's not going to forget. But a bird, you just chop the bird, psh, and you might, in the heat of the moment, shecht the bird. Okay? That's what we're worried. We already might shecht on Shabbos. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, really? If a wedding is Matzah Shabbos, somebody might shecht on Shabbos. Well, what if Yom Kippur comes out on Monday? If Yom Kippur comes out on Monday, then Erev Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. So then you should be worried that you might shecht on Shabbos for the big suda of Sunday of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. The same way you can't get married Saturday night because you might shecht for the wedding on Shabbos, you should make sure Yom Kippur never comes out on Monday, because then Erev Yom Kippur is Sunday and you're busy on Shabbos cooking for Sunday. By the way, this year Yom Kippur came out on Monday, right? Did it? No. Tuesday. Sukkot is Monday. Rosh Hashanah is Monday. So Yom Kippur is not Monday. If Yom Kippur were to come, thank you. If Yom Kippur were to come out on Monday, then we should arrange a schedule. Yom Kippur should never come out on Monday. Why Elamayata Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shem Shavuz Yidcha? We should push it off because Erev Shem Yishchol Benoif. So Gemara says no. Hasam over there Delenavshe. Loitara, there, where regarding Erev Yom Kippur, it's only for yourself. You won't be so preoccupied and you won't forget. But Hacha de la Achirim Taret, here, where it's regarding others, you might get caught up and you're going to end up what? Cooking. You're going to end up forgetting and shechting a bird for the wedding. Or look at this answer. This answer is Gevaldik. Inami hasam islei ravcha. By Yom Kippur, you have time. Because every Yom Kippur is Sunday. So you can always shecht Matzah Shabbos. Hacha, but here, for the wedding, leslei ravcha, because the wedding is Matzah Shabbos. Shaila. So Achroinim want to know, the Mishnah Berurah and the Beir Halacha wants to know, is there a mitzvah to eat the night of Erev Yom Kippur? The Aruch HaShulchan and the Bir Halacha quote this Gemara as a proof there is no mitzvah to eat the night before Erev Yom Kippur. Because if there's a mitzvah, then you don't have time, because you'll shecht on Shabbos for the mitzvah to eat at night. There's no mitzvah to eat the night of Erev Yom Kippur.
Why would they have thought that there's a mitzvah?
Because what's the reason there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur?
So you can fast easier, so it would be...
So maybe if you eat the night before, also you're ready. A lot of people, they start drinking days before, right? People start hydrating.
48 hours before you should.
That's what they say. But the Gemara says that might be true. It might help you fast. But, you know, some Rishonim say the reason why there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is because when you eat a lot the day before, it's harder to fast the next day. So in order to make it harder, there's a mitzvah to eat.
I mean, Rashi said before, Shehasu'uda eina ad l'bocha.
Right. But the question is, but is there a mitzvah? Is that right? Yeah, you're right. Rashi is also there. They bring a raya from the Lashon Rashi, correct. Okay, very good. I mean, it's pretty amazing here. It's Matzah, you know, the day after Yom Kippur, right? Okay. Says Gemara, Hashda da asasahachi. Now that we came to this, Erev Shabbos Nami, Gezeira Shami Yishchei Benayif. You know why you can't get married on Friday night? Because you get married Friday night, if you do Birishana Friday night, then the wedding will be Friday night. If the wedding isn't Friday night, then on Friday night, you'll see if Yankel showed up unannounced to the wedding and he has nothing to eat, you might shech the bird for him. So that's another reason not to get married Friday night. Now, why you need another reason? The Gemara gave a good reason. The Gemara said because you might make a chabura, but that's what the Gemara says. Okay.
It makes sense because someone might think, I make feast on Friday night, but we'll do be Rishona next day. Right? So this way it says like you're not even allowed to.
Right. Okay, now we're going to talk about that, actually. Because we said that a Basula gets married on Wednesday, yeah? The Basula gets married on Wednesday. B'yoyim Haravi. When is Bir Rishayna? Is Bir Rishayna Wednesday day? Was Bir Rishayna Wednesday night, meaning which halachically is Thursday night, right? In other words, weddings according to the Mishnah, the Sula Nisus Yom Ravi, Wednesday day is a wedding. When is Bir Rishayna? Day or night? So what do you mean? You're not supposed to do Bia during the day. But Chazal say, Tamil Chacham Ma'afil Betalisoi Umutar, you could darken it by being completely covered. And even though that's only for, let's say, Talmud Chacham, but maybe for Bir Rishayna, it's a mitzvah, maybe Zrizim Makdimim, so that's the Shaila. The Shaila is, when is the Bir Rishayna? Wednesday day. Now, what's the reason why you get married on Wednesday?
Because
in case he says she's not a Basula, he'll go to Bezdin. So why can't he get married on Tuesday? And then if she's not a Basula, he'll wait a day. He's going to cool off. He's going to say, you know what? She makes good kreplach, so I'll stick with her, right? So we don't want him to cool off. So then maybe the bia is not a Wednesday day, because the Wednesday day, so he'll cool off by the time the Bezdin convenes. See, Yiboylu, Besula Nisais Bravi, Vinavelas Bravi. So Besula gets married on Wednesday and does bia on Wednesday. Veloy Chayshinon Lekure Daita. And we're not Chayshay, she's going to cool off. Or maybe Besula Nisais Bravi. Besula gets married on Wednesday, the Nevelas b'Chamishi, and she does Bia, meaning Wednesday night, which is Thursday. The Chashin l'Kurei Daita were afraid that he will cool off. Tashma, the Tani Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara taught. Besula Nisais Bervi, the Nevelas b'Chamishi. Besula gets married on Wednesday, and she does Bia on Thursday. Why? Hoyal v'nemra boy bracha l'dagim. Since Thursday, this is a very interesting thing. You know why she does bia on Thursday? Because on Thursday, God said to the fish, Pru Uravu. He gave them a blessing. So Thursday is a good day to have relations. Ho v'nemra b'brachadam. But they're not fish, they're people. Yeah, but you want v'yidgul aroiv b'karav ha'aretz. You want to propagate like fish. Amana nises b'chamisha. Amana gets married on Thursday. Vinavelas b'shishi. She does bia on Friday. Why? Hoyal v'nemra by bracha la'adam. Because on Friday, the blessing was said to man, pru uravu. Now let's make a diak. The only reason why a besula gets married on, does relations on Thursday, is because of the bracha la'adagim. Taima mishum bracha. Aval mishum ekrua daita loy chayshinan. We're not worried about him cooling off. Rashi says, the only reason to have relations on Thursday is because of bracha. But let's say somebody doesn't care of the bracha. We're not worried about a kurei daita. Frakti Gemara, ihachi. If so, amana nami tibal b'chamishi. The amana should also get married on Thursday. Hol v'nemra loy bracha ladagim. If an almana gets married on Thursday, and we say, why should she do bia on Friday? Let her do bia on Thursday because of the bracha for fish. Now, what does this question have to do with anything? Why is this e hachi if so? Isn't it stamakash on the brisa? Why does an almana have bia on Friday? She should have bia on Thursday because of the bracha for the fish, like everyone else. Says Toisus, bishlama. If it would have said a basula gets married on Thursday because of cooling off and not because of bracha lefish, and we wouldn't care about bracha lefish. So I understand. Almana gets married on Friday because of bracha to man. But now that we say that bracha is so significant that bracha of fish is more important than bracha la'adam, so almana should get married on Thursday.
How do we learn that the bracha for fish is more important than bracha for person I?
No. If the Braisa would have said that a basula has relations on Thursday because we don't want him to cool off, then it wouldn't show that the bracha to fish is important. But now that it says the reason why a basula does relations on Thursday is because of the blessing for fish, so you see a blessing for fish is very, very important. So if it's so important, then why doesn't an almana care about a blessing for fish? Why for her she cares about a blessing for man? Yeah, good.
So it looks like bracha for fish is more important than
bracha for Adam.
No, then person goes to base them.
Well, that's what we're proving. We're proving we don't care about him cooling off. Or no, it's not more important. You get married on Wednesday. But you could do relations on Wednesday because we're not afraid you're going to cool off by Thursday. You can't get married on, you can't do relations on Tuesday. That amount of time you would cool off. But if you get married on Wednesday, you're not going to cool off by Thursday morning. Says the Gemara, bracha de adam adifalei. The bracha of man is better than the bracha of fish. So then why does a basula do relations on Thursday and not Friday? Because there's no choice. Because we need him to be able to tainas basulim and go to Bezdin. Inami. Or another reason why the almana does relations on Friday. You ready for this? You know why the almana doesn't do relations on Thursday? In other words, Wednesday night. Or Thursday, the almana gets married on Thursday. You know why they don't do relations then, but rather they wait till the night, which is Friday? A new shaktu, v'inami mishum shaktu, because of shaktu, the tani we learned in a braisa. Why did they say an almana gets married on Thursday and has bia on Friday? You know why? Shemata oimer tiba b'chamishi, because if she's going to do bia on Thursday and get bracha ladagim, then he's going to say, okay, she's just an almana. I made her a nice wedding last night, yesterday and Thursday. I had relations with her on Thursday. And Friday morning, he's going to go to work. He's going to go to work. And the rabbis wanted him to spend at least 3 days enjoying a feast with her. The rabbis were diligent for the remedy of the Jewish people. Sheyehe sameach ima. That they should rejoice with her for 3 days, Chamishi b'Shabbos, the fifth of Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, and Friday, the Shabbos. So now that he has bia with her on Thursday night, that simcha will make it that he's not going to go to work. If he has relations with her Thursday day, he'll wake up and go to work on Friday. But if he has relations with her Thursday night, he's not going to go to work Friday morning. Why? Chazal recognizes the psychology of man, that if the relations take place Thursday, he'll go to work Friday morning. If they take place Thursday night, he won't go to work. That's, you know, you got to know how man operates. So Gemara says, "Mai ika bein shaktu lebracha, bein bracha leshaktu." So basically, we're giving two reasons why an almana has relations on Friday, either because of bracha la'adam adifa, or because of shaktu. So ikebeinayu adam bato. One nafkamina b is a guy who doesn't go to work. guy who doesn't have a job. So a guy who doesn't have a job, he could have relations with her. If it's Alts Shaktu, he could have relations with her on Thursday because he's not going to go to work anyway. But if it's Alts Bracha Le'adam, you have the revelations Friday. Inami Yomtiv Shechalias Rav Shabbos, or if Yomtiv comes out on Friday. So if it's because of Shaktu, he could have relations Thursday. If it's Bracha Le'adam, they have to have relations Friday. You ready? Abyssal Agadata Gemara. Okay, it's Ksubis, but there's some Geshmaka Agadata Gemara. This is an Agadata Gemara about the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, that the Beis HaMikdash, the real Beis HaMikdash, is the marriage. Right? The Shechina Shoira on the marriage, that's the real Beis HaMikdash. Ramban says the Shechina and the Mishkan was only Me'ein of the Shechina in the tent of Abraham and Sarah. So this is an appropriate makam to talk about the Beis HaMikdash. Darash Bar Kapara. We brought in Bar Kapara. Now Bar Kapara was a student of Rebbe. We brought him in earlier. So now we're bringing him in for this teaching. Darash Bar Kapara. Gedoilim Maase Tzadikim Yoyser Mimaase Shamayim Ba'aretz. Greater is the act of the righteous, the acts of the righteous, greater than the creation of heaven and earth. Greater what the tzaddikim make than heaven and earth. Meaning, what do tzaddikim make? The Beis HaMikdash. The creation of the Beis HaMikdash is greater than heaven and earth. Why? By the creation of heaven and earth, it says, Af yadi yasta eretz vimini tivcha shamayim. Even my hand founded the earth. My left hand founded the earth. And my right hand measured out the heavens. So we see, one hand makes the earth. Another hand makes the heaven. So Shamayim, one hand. Earth, one hand. But ve'ilu b'masa yideim shal tzadikim, the handiwork of the tzadikim, which is the Beis HaMikdash, k'siv machoin l'shivtucha pa'alta Hashem, a place for you to reside, you made Hashem, Mikdash Hashem koinenu yadecha. The Beis HaMikdash, your two hands created. So the question is, how does this have anything to do with the acts of the tzaddikim? What makes the Beis HaMikdash the acts of the tzaddikim? We're saying it's Hashem's hand makes it. Right? Why is the Beis HaMikdash referred to as the handiwork of Hashem? How is it the handiwork of Hashem? But we're saying the Beis HaMikdash is greater then Shamayim va'aretz. Shamayim is one hand, aretz is one hand, but the Beis HaMikdash is two hands. The way we've explained this Gemara in the Shiurim is that you have heaven, you have earth, but the Beis HaMikdash connects heaven and earth. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash you need two hands to make it. Right? All tefillos go up through the Beis HaMikdash to the Shemayim, all Shefa comes down through the Beis HaMikdash to the Aretz. So while heaven is one hand and the Aretz is one hand, Beis HaMikdash is two hands. Af yadi yasta Aretz vimini tivcha Shemayim v'ilu ma'isei yideim shal tzadikim k'siv machayin l'shivtucha pa'alta Hashem mikdash Hashem kanu yadecha. Heishiv bavli echad. One Babylonian responded, Rab Chia Shemayim, his name is Rab Chia. Ay v'yabeshes Yadav Yatzar, it says the dry land, your hands formed. Yadoi Ksiv, his hand is written, one hand, even though we have it spelled Yadav, but the Gemara says it's spelled Yadoi. It says Vahaksiv Yatzaru, they created, isn't that referring to two hands? Amram Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Yatzaru Etzba'is of his fingers created. Kedoksiv, like it says, Ki Ere Shamecha. I will see your heavens, ma'asei etzba'isecha, the work of your fingers, yareach v'choy chavim, the moon and the stars, Asher Koinanta, that you fashioned. So the plural is going on not two hands, but many fingers. Meisve, ask a question. Hashamayim Sabrim Kvoid Kael. The heavens relate the honor of God, Umase Yadav, and his handiwork, Magid Harakia. The heaven speaks. So the heaven relates the honor of God, Umase Yadav, and his handiwork, Magid Harakia. The heaven relates the glory of God and his handiwork. So it seems like the heaven is his handiwork, two hands. Says Gemara, no. Not that the heavens are created with two hands. Hachikamer. Masei yedeyem shel tzadikim, the actions of the tzadikim, the actions of the righteous. Mi magid, who bespeaks them? Harakia. Umayniu, how does the rakia speak about the actions of the righteous? Through the rain. When it rains, it's sort of a praise to the righteous because it's their handiwork. How is it their handiwork? We call... Hai, Rashi says, Hai Umase Yadav is talking about the actions of the tzaddikim. We call their handiwork the actions of God. His hands, meaning His work, referring to the work of the tzaddikim, because we call their handiwork, the handiwork of Hashem, the heavens speak, because the heavens show that the righteous are righteous because they pray for the rain and the rain falls. Okay, we'll hold it over here. And Bezos Hashem, sometime next week, we'll try to do an Amad. And then the following week, when is Yom Tov? When is Simchas Torah? Monday, Tuesday. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Agatanach, thank you very much. Call to...
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for joining.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.